Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me this morning is John Ramos.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hola.
Hola.
¿Cómo está?
Estoy bien, ¿y tú?
Muy bien.
Muy bien. Muy bien. Oh, good, all right.
Muchos el morno no el opato and Pat Hamilton.
Hello.
Let me speak Saints to you. Oh, we lost again.
Yeah.
You have a paper bag still? No, it's old.
Okay, yeah, I got to pull it out of the closet.
This is the whole thing is, you know, the regards to the Saints, you know, fans, they used to wear bags over their heads.
Did they?
Yeah, yes, we
the
did.
Fans and all this thing about today, the fact that it's plastic now,
oh,
we could lose the entire Saints population. Oh. So I want to encourage you, do not put plastic bags over your head because it's now paper or plastic.
All right,
plastic
all right.
Will not work. Besides, you can see through it anyway and they'll know it's you.
That's right.
Paper, right.
But they can tell by your Saints jersey that you have for 70 years. It's like yellowish, brownish, and it has
a crusty.
Roger Staubach? I mean, who was the who is that?
R.T. Manning? Way back?
Don't encourage this.
No, I'm actually thinking about further back than him. What was the one before him?
Before Archie? I don't think there was.
We're not talking about Reggie here and Archie, Archie's gang and stuff. Oh, who was after Archie?
Oh, we've had a million.
Thank you. Say it one more time. Stable.
Kenny Stabler?
Kenny Stable.
Kenny Stabler.
Stabler.
Stabler. Stabler. Let me explain to you guys.
Wow, you knew that? How did you know that?
Well, obviously I did and you didn't.
Well, I didn't know how far back you wanted.
No, I'm a secret fan. Oh, so it's further back than Archie.
Mm-mm. No, he was after Archie.
Oh, you didn't even know your history of your own team. But so when Kenny Stabler, myself, and my dad were on the island spending some time together and talking about the future of the Saints.
Yeah.
Dad, could you please call in? They do not believe.
Do
that.
Tell. Do
I have
tell.
A picture. You had him with his mullet. That was like back in the 70s or something. Okay, we'll just move on.
It might have been.
It's not happening. It's Saints.
Give me some details.
It is paraphernalia from the Saints. You should know everything about those guys. You know.
Okay.
Anyway.
You remember the Dome Patrol?
Right. Was it police officers or sheriff's deputies?
Oh, great. Great.
No, I don't know.
I'm
in a topic. I got to find my way out of it.
Let's stick with the Bible. Let's stick with
Well, Saints are in the Bible.
Just only one.
I think I know the fact that the quarterback is. Yeah, he's a Christian there.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Roger Staubach. Well, I want to welcome all of our audience from Christian Television Network. You're listening to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. We are here.
Yes.
And we have some great things to share with you. We understand that we really focus on encouraging you. And believe it or not, truth is how you're encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just knowing the news, but you need to know what to do with the news you know. And if all you do is know the news, then you're like a lot of folks now who basically turned off all broadcast television. They don't even go to any news at all. And that's not good because God's people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge.
Mm.
I mean, if you're lost at sea and somebody says, just throw the map out and we'll just look at the boat from now. We won't look outside anymore. It's like, that's, you know, it's your doom.
Mm-hmm.
And so we want to just encourage you that these are exciting days, although there's process ahead. These are very exciting days, and the questions are finally coming up. It's important to ask these questions, like the one right now before the Supreme Court that's being asked and argued right this moment, according to Fox News, is, and this is the article on Fox News, is titled, Supreme Court and Public Prayer. Why would God be more impressed by a public prayer than a private prayer?
Mm.
It's like, really? Okay. There's the question, because how many people have we, you know, we got so excited about introducing people to the Lord, and then we saw what happened. Then we got excited about taking people who said they're with the Lord to get closer to Him, and we saw what happened.
Yeah.
And then we got really excited showing people how they could spend time with Him, and we saw what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so this is a legitimate question before the nation now. The question is, and then we brought people who say they know Him together to pray, and they couldn't pray.
Mm.
They couldn't talk to God.
Mm-hmm.
They were ashamed of him, or they had no relationship with him.
Wow.
I'm just saying. Am I? It did not.
It happened.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, for the last 6 months, you've been saying you're a Christian. The last 6 months, you said you've been walking with God. For the last 6 months, you said you've been a disciple of his. The last 6 months, you've been talking to God. And now somebody talks to you, turns to you and say, can you pray now? And you fall to pieces.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if you're ashamed of me before men, and think about it. Those are supposed to be your brothers and sisters.
The ones that got your back, right?
Yeah, the ones
that
is like, way back. It's like, and it's like all of a sudden this terrifying thing hits you and you think who that you're really serving says, don't you dare, you know, because Jesus would have said already during that 6 months, I'm pleased with you. I got a plan for you.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. I have mercy for you. Let's walk this out together. There's grace for this. And you would have already had developed a dialogue and an ability to conversate and have what's called prayer with God and listening and abiding. And so when somebody asks you, hey, can you talk with God for us for a moment here? Because we're about to eat or we're about to just to gather or something. You wouldn't fall apart. You would have been, oh my goodness, dear God, I can talk about you.
Mm-hmm.
And so you talk to your friend, you talk to your Lord, you talk to your Savior out loud.
Mm-hmm.
But if all of a sudden it becomes about you and you thinking about you, I want to tell you right now that it has been about you.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot be idolatrous. We cannot not deny ourselves and somehow grab a cross and run with it and hold it up like a, you know, some sort of, you know, scare the demon off image.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the fact that we actually pick it up and get on it and just say, you know, this is good. It's not, don't, you know, just be encouraged. Realize that if you're thinking, well, you know, he's making it in front of me because, you know, prayer is a very private thing. Well, first of all, if in fact you're going to go to heaven, I mean, I don't know you. I don't know where you are in the context of that. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be shocked because there's multitudes now and there's multitudes going to be. And as you're in heaven, the roar of the prayers of mankind embarred the throne of God 24/7. You're going to be like, what's going on? Who is this? And of course, the truth is that if you don't know him, you know, you're not going to experiment. I'm just telling you what you're going to miss.
There won't be a moment of silence.
A moment of silence. And you're hearing things like worthy and holy and dear God, change my nation. Lord, you said that you would give us the nations as an inheritance. Lord, your kingdom come, your will be done. Just bold prayers and angels' wings flapping over the masses, pushing the prayers towards the saints. The bowls being filled and you're going, I'm too scared to pray. It's like, you don't know him yet. You don't know him yet. He was on a cross for you. He did this. God came down in the midst of all this gross darkness, this ugly, thick darkness, as light, so that you can walk boldly in this life and the life to come in him and not be ashamed. But he says, if you're ashamed of me before men, so we measure if and how we know him, how we react around others that are like us. You know what I'm saying? That's who we truly are. You're not who you've convinced yourself that you are in your closet, in your private place.
Mm-hmm.
Although there's prayer, private prayer, and we're not talking about Pharisaical prayer, but my goodness, if shame comes over you when you start talking about the one you said that you knew,
catch a clue.
So I just want to introduce you to Jesus. Today is your day. And if you have not made him the Lord of your life, and realize if you bow down at that one moment to yourself, you're the Lord of your life. I just want to tell you up front. But you can change the lordship of your life. You can make Jesus the Lord of your life and never again be ashamed of him. And we shared a couple of our stories at meetmyfather.org. Listen, that's what we had to do. And it's the greatest choice I ever made.
Sorry.
It's the greatest choice I've ever made. And it's the greatest choice you will ever make. And read our stories, and you can meet my Father. You can meet him through his Son, Jesus Christ, and you've got to meet him. Go to meetmyfather.org. And so here they are arguing that case right now, and it's like, this is a conviction of the church.
Sure.
Yeah, here we are, the courts of the land of one nation under God, whose rights come from God, which God lifted up as a nation. He's going, all right, You don't want to talk publicly about me? You want to take my name down? You want to take my Ten Commandments down? You want to take me out of the schools? You don't want to pray about me? You don't bring me up at football games? You don't want to bring me up in all your governmental meetings like it's yours? Is that what you want to do? You really want to do this? You think about it. And an idolatrous church says, I just want to have a private to myself relationship with you. Religion's a private thing. It's something I do with myself and my own idols. Right?
Yeah.
That's right.
But a relationship with God is something you do outwardly. He says, go be the light of the world. Don't hide your light. Let it shine. Put your light on the hill. So understand, there's been a false doctrine preached that says that you can be ashamed of him. And he's not going to be ashamed of you when you stand before the throne. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Jesus wasn't crucified privately. He was crucified publicly.
That's exactly right. But he did that to demonstrate that's, you know, hopefully not our destiny. But, you know, there is plenty of opportunities to be crucified.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Plenty.
I'm not volunteering for anything like that. But just the thing about it is that once you, it's not, then you can think about this religiously, by the way, and I'm going to talk about what we're going to talk about. But, and then you can say, okay, I got to go out and just religiously tell somebody about God. And it's like, oh, you're fixing to kill somebody, you know?
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to talk about somebody you don't know.
True.
Introduce them to a God to serve that you're not serving yourself, and command them to accept him that you haven't yet, and bow down to someone that you haven't, and then you're going to lead them in a prayer that you yourself wouldn't publicly pray yourself. Right?
Yeah. We're in trouble.
Yeah. But the good news is that you can know him.
Yeah.
You can know him. Well, this is how you got, this is what happened. Let me tell you what happened. There's been a lot of flakes. A lot of snowflakes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as Steve Hill prophesied and God showed him the vision, there is a huge avalanche about to happen, piled full of false teachings that said this is okay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really not. You know, I mean, here we are just natural folks, and we expect loyalty from the ones that we love. So, you know.
Imagine that.
And we're flawed. You know what I'm saying? And he died for us, you know, and you look at the issues. I mean, divorce is so high in the church and all those kind of things. Like, really, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, you left him or her just because of that, and you're thinking that God's going to have a relationship with you while you're cheating on him.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, come on. We've got to understand this. It's about a relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And he divorced Israel, by the way. I don't know if you know this or not.
He sure did.
He divorced. He took Israel to his own court.
Mm-hmm.
He divorced Israel.
Wrote them off.
He wrote them off for the cause of adultery because they were actually worshiping other gods and all. And, of course, he brought them back.
Because their hearts were hard.
The hearts were hard. And it's a dangerous thing to have a hard heart and a stiff neck. I mean, you need to always check it and make sure it moves.
Constantly.
And that means you don't turn. A stiff neck means you're not, you don't have the ability to repent.
Mm.
It doesn't mean you have rheumatoid arthritis.
Right.
Or that you play football. It means that you can't repent. That's what that means. Mm-hmm. Stiff neck means you can't repent. It's like, oh my goodness. That person's so delicate and all that. It's like, nope, stiff neck. Stephanie, we're also going to be talking about, hopefully get a chance about, we want this week, hopefully, this is, you know, the importance of gratitude and obedience and running the race, but I want to be able to talk about the governor's race in Virginia and what happened in New Jersey, understanding value-wise what has happened to our nation, what was just this public statement that was just made, and then I want to talk about understanding that God even knows your conversations in your bedroom. And we're going to talk about the prophet Elijah and how God can, there's more for you than against you, if in fact you're on God's side. We'll be right back.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you hire or fire on religious practices? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
My son went to a super center, told him he was going to put his application in for a job, and that he couldn't work Sundays. The gentleman told him that he had no position in the store for him to work if he could not work on Sundays.
Well, it depends if it's a bona fide occupational qualification, if there's other reasonable accommodation. And Walmart has been generally very good at these things. So we need to find out the exact specifics of what the opening was. Was it a Sunday-only opening? But generally, under Title VII, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation. They certainly can't hire or fire based on religious practice. That would be a violation of the rules. But again, Walmart generally very receptive to meeting the religious accommodation needs of its employees. Hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with some of our lawyers here and see if we can get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
I want to talk to you just for a quick moment here. You may be at the end of your religious road. You may have done everything religious that you can think of. I mean, you may have sung in choirs. You may have had perfect, quote, church attendance, unquote. You may have got real close to those who are in ministry. You may have done all these things, but yet you're empty. You've found yourself, you know, seeking and running after what you perceive to be right, but you are running after things, a man, and not God. Listen, that's a seek that God's put inside of you. That's a seek that God's put inside of you. He's put that inside of you. And what it is, you were seeking after him in the wrong places. Listen, he is after you. And the fact that you've done that means you're after him. But you just got to get on the right road. You just got to get off the religious road and get on the relationship road. You got to meet God. The whole purpose of Jesus' ministry was to make the Father known. And God loves you. God has a plan for your life, but you've got to meet him. You meet him through his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus made a way for you to be in relationship with the creator of the universe. It's not about religion. It's about relationship. It's about a joyful walk in the Lord. You've got to meet my Father. Go to meetmyfather.org. meetmyfather.org. You've got to meet him.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. I am looking right now at the Fox News. Fox News is reporting right this moment that I don't see it here, but that the Supreme Court is arguing a case as we speak about public or private prayer. Mm-hmm. Public or private prayer. And why would God be offended about the other? And it's like, we have to understand this is a very big time for us. This is a very big time for the church. And I do want to recommend, if you have not yet heard it, is Personal Transformation.
Yes.
Because the key to transforming this nation is going to be personal transformation. And it's you can't change others when you're refusing, hey. Change yourself.
Amazing.
Hi, that's amazing.
Buttons at work.
Excuse me. The Supreme Court, according to Fox News, is reporting that they will be arguing this week about prayer in public life. Remember, we had a coach in the Emerald Coast area where he bowed his head when he was eating his food, and they fired him, I believe, in Milton or Santa Rosa County or something down mm-hmm. in the Florida Panhandle.
Yeah, I think so.
It was something like that, and there was a big Supreme Court case or whatever, but don't know the details. Hopefully we can find that and make it a related article for you. But it was at Santa Rosa. It was a football game, and they all met at the State Supreme Court in Pensacola on Palafox Street, and they had a big thing out there. Yeah, and that was during the time of the Brownsville outpouring. Revival was taking place. But the Supreme Court will be arguing this week, Fox News reports, about prayer in public life. The latest deliberation revolving around this case is in Greece.
In Greece?
New York. I mean, think about it. It's like, the signs that we have been shown. I mean, if you go back and listen to the prophecies and what we've been sharing with you over the dominoes falling and the economy in Greece, and it's going to fall like a domino effect, and hopefully that's a related article on this. If you watch it on the Torch, you can go Torch and find out, is They're God's even going, okay, we'll just have the argument that you're living out in Greece, New York.
Mm.
You think about it. Who, by the way, and I have nothing, I'm not speaking negative at all, but I'm speaking prophetically, where the after the Twin Towers were knocked down, with that we had brought out a hone stone and had the harbinger aspect of it. But not only that, but right after that, they elected, right in the context of that, they elected, I believe, a blind governor.
Well, he wasn't elected. He assumed the role.
He assumed the role as a blind governor, and that's cool that we can operate in the context of that. But prophetically, that's a nation that we are blind, spiritually blind, and to not see what's going on. And I mean, after your towers get torn down, all of a sudden, you know, that there comes a time when it's like we talked about the visors yesterday. I mean. Mm-hmm. Now's probably a good time not to have an Iranian-born head advisor of your entire country advising the president. You know, and I'm saying anything about where Valerie Jarrett stands. I'm just saying now's probably not the time to see how we're focusing on the context of that. And I was like, it's all just these signs are in our face. So Greece, New York, is bringing this case before the Supreme Court. Public prayer versus private prayer, talking out loud about God or ashamedly to God. Talking, I mean, we were just talking about the persecuted church and showing how Christians in China are having to whisper their prayers.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something, the direction of this darkness, this gross darkness that the church is allowing to happen because we're not being the light, not because we're not being political, it has nothing to do with political. It's because we're just not doing what we're called to do, is be the light, living a life before God in His view, His mercy, and His grace, being the light of the world, that now we will end up, let me tell you right now, if we don't turn, we will be in some place, somewhere, whispering our prayers. And by the way, those who are all caught up in thinking that your gift of music is the thing that everybody needs, you won't be able to touch a drum, a guitar, or a mic. Your songs will be like this. Praise God from whom all blessings come. And think about this. That's the most powerful church in the world. Powerful part of the church in the world is China.
That's right.
That's right, yeah.
So maybe we could do this without worshiping your gift.
Right? Yeah. Absolutely.
But think about this. What if you humble yourself and lay down everything that you have and submit it to God, and let's begin to blast out worship to God. Let's begin to humble ourselves and have a new sound being released on the earth that just radiates worship of God, not you. You're going to answer for this. I know people aren't telling you that, but you are. And we have to understand, you know, God's a jealous God. Not only is He jealous, but His name is jealousy. You know? And so He's not going to share it with you. And that's an old Lucifer, you know, thing about He wants the glory. And so we need, what if we submit, what if we humble ourselves and say, here's Greece, New York. Now, this is the argument before the Supreme Court. By the way, for those who don't know that, that is one of the equal powers of government. They have equal power to the legislative branch, which is the Senate and the House of Representatives. They have equal power. These few justices have equal power to all those folks you see on C-SPAN arguing and not getting along. And they have all the same power now as the President of the United States. They have equal power. So we have right now a conversation going on with one of the equal third of the powers of our nation that has equal power to all the Senate, all the House of Representatives, equal power to the executive branch, the President of the United States. And this is what they're deciding what they're going to do. As Greece, who is in downfall, which, by the way, is the first nation if God allowed, you know, radical Islam to push Israel into the sea, and they would go right over Cyprus, and they go right into Greece, because darkness is working big time in Greece right now. And here we are, darkness is trying to, you know, light is being absent, darkness is taking advantage of it. And they're arguing Greece. Why, instead of us arguing and talking about the actual happenings of what's happening in Greece spiritually, We're actually saying we need to eat less grease. And we're making laws about, you know, your fat content, and you don't need to have big gulp drinks. Is it not right?
Yeah.
You're eating too much grease.
Right.
And it's like, you know, the flesh counts for nothing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's cool. Yeah, right. Whatever. But listen, we're going down if we don't wake up.
Right.
This is a huge argument. One third, you have to understand, you might not know this, and most don't know this because they quit teaching it and never taught it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
or maybe didn't listen when they were teaching it. You know, I didn't listen to a lot of things when I was in school, but I know for a fact if I did listen, they didn't teach it. I'll talk about more history in a moment. The convergence of history remind me about that.
Mm-hmm.
And at this very moment, one third equivalent, this court that's meeting right now called the Supreme Court of America is meeting to decide whether you will be able to openly say, let's bow our heads and pray in the name of Jesus. They're openly deciding whether Duck Dynasty can close out prayer in the name of Jesus.
Crazy.
They're openly deciding if your football game, you can openly say in the name of Jesus that you can pray out loud. Can I pray for you? I mean, think about the power. We're seeing God move. And
yeah.
But you can't do that. You aren't going to be able to do that. They're deciding one third of the equal power of executive branch and the legislative branch is deciding today, or this week. They're arguing. They're arguing over it.
Wow.
The very fact that you're even arguing over the fact, and this is the statement that kind of shouts it right here. The statement that shouts it is Supreme Court and public prayer. Why would God be more impressed by public prayer than private prayer? Let me tell you why. Because he says, if it's private like that, you're ashamed of me.
Wow.
If you're ashamed of me before man, I will be ashamed of you before my Father. You better stand up. It's time to stand up for God.
My goodness. Don't forget to visit our sponsors and our underwriters. Go to VFNTV.com. We have all the information for you to contact them. Listen, today, if you're in Pensacola, go to Blue Angel Hot Tub Pool and Spa. They have everything for your pool and spa needs. Even have some amazing grills I saw yesterday. Real good in that patio. Also, the $50 eye guy. All your eyeglass needs in Pensacola. Right across from Home Depot, Pensacola, Florida. Again, visit all sponsors on VFNTV.com. Get all their information and call one today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Man, it's just technology is so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. I meant that our listeners now can go to the, what's it called, the Google Play Store for Android phones. So they can go to iTunes Store for the Apple phones and iPads, and they can download the VFN TV app, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they can take VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, including the highlights and all the wonderful things that are available to our listener and viewing audience right there on their phone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you can take it with you and you could listen to programs that you, even our archives, for example, say if you miss a particular program and you wanted to catch it, or you did a search and you found out, you know, this is some things I want to listen to, because we're always talking about, you know, God's news behind the news, wisdom for the day,
right,
you know, and the perspective of things going on. And that you can do that. You can carry it with you with your application, with your iPod, iPhone, Android. Just go to your application store for your mobile device and look for VFN TV. That's V Victor, VFN TV. And then when it comes up, just download it and begin to listen, and you have everything available to you. It's just so cool. You can even listen to the live program right there. Now, I don't know if you know this, if you're listening now, because obviously you know it, Pat.
Right.
That, you know, once the live program is finished on Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time, immediately, within maybe 30 minutes or so, it begins to loop. So it'll play every 2 hours. It'll play throughout the day for 24 hours to meet every time zone or your schedule.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might not be able to listen to it at that time frame, but it's available for you. So you can go to your app store, download the app. It's VFN TV, whether it's your iTunes store or whether it's your Android store, and begin to listen today.
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program.
we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat Hamilton and John Ramos. We're excited to be here. For those that are sticking with us, here we are talking about, if you missed the earlier program, you got to catch it. We're talking about what the Supreme Court is arguing. They're arguing, are you going to be ashamed of God? Are you going to be bold for God? And there's a reason why. There's a reason why. Make sure you catch that. If you didn't catch it, catch it on the VFN Torch. Go to VFNTV.com. By the way, we haven't said this lately, or maybe we have, I don't know, but you need to go to VFNTV.com and sign up for the Torch.
Yes.
Sign up for the Torch. We have a free gift waiting for you. We have a free gift waiting for you. It's now available as to say thank you for signing up. Let's stay connected. The answer is not a political answer. The answer is a humble answer. Repenting, turning to God, getting our instruction from the Supreme Organizer, who will begin to instruct us on how to walk out what we need to do to be able to fulfill His will. Sign up today. You need to think about this. Imagine it being real dark and you have this real bright, bright torch. Think about it. A sword for the Lord, right? And a sword for Gideon. Remember, they busted their pitchers, and what did they have? They had a bright light. And what did the bright light do to the adversary? The bright light just like, oh my goodness. Listen, it's time for you to shine your light. We're called to be the light of the world. And we want to encourage you. We want your torch to be hot and bright. And you can do that by staying connected. And one way to do that is to sign up for the VFN Torch, sign up for the Torch newsletter today. And you can do that. We have a free gift there waiting for you to say thank you. But just go to VFNTV.com, upper right-hand corner, and sign up for that newsletter, The Torch, today. Well, this morning, in my abiding time with the Lord, there's some exciting things going to happen. I'm excited about today. I'm excited about the future. And it's kind of, people think, well, why are you so excited? Because, well, I already went through all that phase already that you're going through right now. I already knew that was going to happen. That's being fulfilled. Prophecy's history in advance, but once the prophecy's being fulfilled, it's called the present. So now, what am I prophesying about the future? That it's good for the church. It's good for those who come after God. It's exciting. It's the real deal. You know what I'm saying? It's the tangible presence of the very God who separates us from that which is not of Him. You know what I'm saying? And so I was reading, well, actually God spoke to me. He spoke to me these words because we're focusing on, and I think about, you know, my spiritual father, John Kilpatrick, was talking about it, and also with what God revealed to us through Jehoshaphat and understanding facing impossible odds with God brings potential victories from our enemies, and then God confirming through a young man, Jonathan, the very same, I mean, just convergence, you know, of what was going on. And I love what, you know, Brother Kilpatrick was communicating. It was that the church has lost our focus on the heavenly host. And what Elijah was doing, and this is what God spoke to my spirit, and in 2 Kings chapter 6, you know, he's talking here, the Word of God is talking, sharing with us about, as he's speaking to Elisha is speaking to his servant, those walking with God's leadership, that they just couldn't see. They just couldn't see. And so he prayed. He says, Lord, give him eyes to see. I'm sure what he's probably saying, help him see what we're doing here. You know what I'm saying? Because he's telling me more about the worldly armies versus your armies.
That's right.
He don't see the heavenly host that's around me. He don't understand how awesome you are, that you're above all things and you are over all things, and your heavenly host is greater than anything even the fallen angels, the demons can do. I mean, you're just greater than all of that.
That's right.
But those that are following me, all they're talking about is the horizontal army, and they can't see the vertical army. They don't see the heavenly host. And it's like, by the way, that can really affect your walk in God, because if you're called to lead and all they do is talk about, look at the dark thing, look at they're big. Look, do you see how big that is? Do you see how small you are? Did you see, you know, you remember what, you know, all that kind of stuff is like, thank you. I appreciate the counsel about cursing God and dying, but I'm just not going to take that advice right now. Right, Job's comforters.
That's
like,
right.
Whew, I'm glad I believe in God and the heavenly host because I'm just trusting in his plan through this.
Mm-hmm.
And so here Elijah traps in these soldiers that are coming in because the king of Israel is just so frustrated, which is, I believe it's King Ahab's son, you know, is taken over. And Elisha is the spiritual son of Elijah. And so all of a sudden, when this enemy would come in to come against Israel, God would just share his watchman on the wall. He would let the watchman on the wall know this is what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? Even an evil king listened to the prophet.
Wow.
I mean, even Ahab's son listened to what God was saying. And we think, oh, there's hope for America. There's hope for America because of God. But listen, people who say they know God and they say that they're for God and they're not even, they say they're not walking in evil, they don't even listen to what God is saying.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's all like, right. I'm not everybody, but enough. And it's like, this evil, I mean, the son of Ahab, I mean, it's almost a dead shot against you when you're Ahab's son. I mean, think about it. Every morning you're eating breakfast with Jezebel and Ahab.
That ain't good.
There it goes again. Oh, my goodness. He's acting like he's the one leading this thing, but I know she's going to get her way.
Mm.
It's going to be, oh, my goodness. She's slamming dishes and stuff's going, oh, my goodness. And next thing you know, they walk out, and he stands out front like he's the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And she stands back with her arms crossed, and he does exactly what that his son heard at the breakfast table.
Mm-hmm.
And she turns the entire nation, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying, right? I'm just saying, you know, and please correct me if I'm wrong.
Hey.
Yeah. Right. And so.
No interruptions here.
Right. And so a whole nation gets turned. And so this is his son. I mean, it's a lot of things are dead set against mm-hmm. him outside of him humbling himself and just saying, dear God, that was all wrong. I got to mm-hmm. serve God rightly. And so here he is, but he's listening to Elijah.
Mm.
And so this whole army would come up against, you know, the Arabs would basically come up against, you know, Israel.
Mm.
It's been happening a long time. So don't, you know, people are like, this has never happened before.
Genesis. Arabs,
yeah. Right. and so he would say, you know, God would reveal, you know, this is what's going on. If you go back and listen to VFN radio, we have it available for you. You can hear what's going on. And then the king, you know, he did take down a few high places and stuff, but he left up some other medium places.
Mm.
But he was evil, as he's described. And so he would go. I mean, he would listen. When Elisha said, this is where the enemy's going to be gathering, he would actually go there mm-hmm. and check it out. And finally, this king would go, how is he finding out? You know, how is Ahab's son, king of Israel, how is he finding out? Mm-hmm. And he calls all of his folks in.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you something. You should get very, I mean, there's more for you than against you. You have to understand this. If you don't believe that, you're not going to listen to what God's saying. You're going to create your own Jeroboam, and that was his issue, by the way. The issue with Ahab's son was he continued with the sins of Jeroboam, which he did things his own way. Mm. He went about things his own way. That was he's a curse for you. Know. And so in the context of that, but he still would go and look, and he would go and look, and whatever, you know, God would reveal to Elijah, Elijah would reveal it to him. And so these people who are trapped by darkness outside of God's folks, which, by the way, the king was under darkness, but this is the mercies of God. And so God's protecting the people that Ahab's son's over.
Mm.
And finally, this king calls everybody in. This Arab king calls everybody in and goes, who's telling? Who, every time we have a war room discussion, every time we discuss something and we lay things out and our strategies out, who's got their iPhone bugged here? Who's the one streaming out what we're saying? Who's the one telling our secrets? How in the world? And he says, who's for me? And they're all like, we're for you. We are totally for you. We're totally for you. This is what they said. We're totally for you. But then they said, but. And that's what I want to talk to you about. Mm. I mean, I'm talking to you about a but. That if you'll get on the right side of this but, this B-U-T, I'm telling you, There's more for you than against you if you're on the right side of this butt, B-U-T. This is what he says. He says, none of us, we're for you, O Lord King. Oh, my goodness, we're all for you. But Elijah, you know, how can one woman and one man rock two nations? You know why? Because it's actually God rocking the nation. It's not that man. It's not that woman. They're just hearing God and telling you as a watchman on the wall what's going on, which means this. You can focus and think it's a man or a woman, but you're not battling against man. Mm. You're battling and warring against God. If you lay your hands on God's anointed one he's using, I mean, think about it. You've got, I mean, think how, that's wow, you know? And they don't mind because they're going to be with God. They're not concerned about that. They just know that their life weighs in the balance if they don't tell you that's what God's telling them. He says their blood will be on your hands. But they said, no, we're for you, But they have a secret agent. No, but Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the very words you speak in your bedroom. And it's like, oh, I'm seeing here. And you think, you know, a lot of times people live their life by their bedroom conversations and get offended with people who hear those conversations, not understanding, well, that's how they're responding to you because they hear with a loud voice from the Lord what you're saying. And they're thinking, I didn't tell you nothing. You didn't tell me. I didn't say you told me anything. You can hear God will reveal what your enemy is saying and what spirit is there. And so God already knows everything. Remember, he told Moses, you know, these folks over here are talking in their tent against me, and I want you to go deal with that. You know, and God hears everything in the context of that. And so God was revealing what he heard to his prophet. And so this is his response. Okay, obviously, then you got to take out this top secret agent called a prophet. Got to take him out. That'll work. Let's just take him out. So he says, go find out where he's at. This king ordered. So we can send men and we can capture him. I mean, you're talking about capturing God's set man. You're talking about capturing a prophet. I mean, like, that's going to stop it.
Good luck with that.
You know, they tried that. How many times they stoned prophets and killed the prophets? But guess what? God's still alive.
That's right.
God is still. That's right. Raise up another one. And then the one you just killed will be looking over the banister of heaven going, please listen to this one.
Right.
Please listen to this one. Why the stones that you hit him with or her with, they wear as a badge of honor in the presence of God because they've known him in the fellowship of his suffering and power. You only bring them rewards when they suffer for the cause of Christ. Understand that. So you not only are you not going to stop God, but you're actually elevating that man or woman in the presence of God because like Stephen, you're actually, every stone that hit him was another badge of honor that you can lay down and say, I did go through something for you.
Many of the scriptures talk about Jesus being seated on a throne, but when Stephen was being stoned, he saw the Lord standing, looking. And it's like the Lord was honoring him. And my goodness,
that's powerful.
To fellowship, you know, to know Jesus and the fellowship of suffering. I think that when we get to heaven, I think many people are going to be very sad when they realize I didn't get the honor of suffering.
Right.
They ran from suffering all their life,
and
then they get the honor of suffering for Christ.
Yeah. Wow. I got more. We'll be right back after this message.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
We have to understand, this is serious times.
Yeah.
And we're seeing now the weakening of a nation. And this is how it works. I mean, the big question, this is today's special offer. It's available to you right today, this week. You need to get it. All you do is just make an offer of any, just whatever, any love offering, any gift. Just go to VFNTV.com, click on the special offer. But you have to ask this question, is America under God's judgment? It's a two-part series. It's yours for any offering whatsoever. We want you to get it. Immediately, you'll be sent a link to be able to download it, to be able to begin to listen to it. Why not take long enough to just ask yourself the question and begin to hear the biblical explanation? Look at the law. Look at the evidence. Look at the Word of God. Look at the evidence. And each phase of judgment, you can find out if this is true, because God will turn over a nation. there's nothing like wisdom from those who have gone before us. I mean, think about it. Reverend Billy Graham, this reached the world. He's being interviewed by Greta Van Susteren here on Fox News, and she's asking him a very important question. It's something that we talk about all the time about an abiding relationship with Jesus Christ. But listen to the wisdom of Reverend Billy Graham as she asks him a very important question. We'll be right back.
If you were to do things over again, would you do it differently?
Yes. I would study more. I would pray more. Travel less. Take less speaking engagements. I took too many of them in too many places around the world. If I had to do over again, I'd spend more time in meditation and prayer and just telling the Lord how much I love Him and adore Him. And I'm looking forward to the time we're going to spend together for eternity.
Why would you speak less when you had such an enormous audience and people listening? Why would you want to speak less?
I didn't mean that I would speak less in these great stadiums. I meant that I would speak less at all kinds of conferences and things that I was invited to throughout the world, especially in Great Britain and the United States, because I'd get up and travel to those places, and I didn't have time to think and study and pray, and I needed time for that. And if I had to do it over again, I would try to organize it much better.
I mean, think about it. All this wisdom, and the Word of God tells us, imitate those that have gone before us. We can either start again like we have not borrowed the experience and grown from those wisdom that has gone before us, such as Reverend Billy Graham, or we could say, you know what? He's right. I'm going to apply the wisdom that he's learned in his life, and I'm going to begin to abide. In my schedule, in my time, it's going to be specifically how I love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. If you don't have a plan right now how to abide with God, this is what we talk about continually. Go to iabide.org, iabide.org, and request your simple plan today that we have available for you so you can begin to walk in this wisdom today. That's iabide.org.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is Pat and John. If you missed it, you got to catch it. We're having a conversation, and we're going to continue to have a conversation. You can catch it on the VFN Torch, the other part of you have not yet heard it, but we have to keep it going, you know what I'm saying? Have a continual conversation, because there's more for you than against you if you're on God's side. And you think about this. You think about, you know, when Elijah was hearing from the Lord, he was like a watchman on the wall, and he would actually tell the king of Israel about the attacks and the things the enemy was planning against him. And even an evil king listened to the watchman. Even an evil king listened to the prophet of God. And we have people, folks in America right now, who declare that they know Jesus and they're saved, but they don't. I mean, 81% don't even pick up the Bible, much less listen to a prophet. You know what I'm saying? Much less, yeah. I mean, if you don't pick up the Bible, if you don't even read the Word, you know you're not going to listen to somebody who's speaking.
Well, of course, if they think they're going to get something, then they're all ears.
Yeah, you know? They're all ears. And some, not that, I mean, you know, some, right? Some.
Yeah.
Some. And then 97%, of that 19%, right? What's it? How many?
90% actually abide, but only 3%
do what God says.
Do what God says, or really feel they're responsible for their own spiritual development.
So I'm speaking to the 3%. We've got, listen, he says, if, you know, would you spare Sodom and Gomorrah if? And it's like, okay, 3% arise. You got this 1%, 99%. We're just talking to 3%. You know, a 3% arise. We know that you're going to follow God. And so here he is. He's trying to, you know, I'm going to read in the area of 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 8, because this thing's going on. And all of a sudden, you know, this king is trying to figure out, how is this king of Israel figuring out our plans. And he found out, hey, there's a prophet over there. This God's revealing to them even the stuff that you're saying in your bedroom. He hears God hears everything, and he's revealing it to the man of God named Elijah. And so he says, listen, I want you to go out and go out where he is, and so I can send men to capture him. The report came back to him as he's in Dothan, and that's not Alabama, but he's in Dothan. Then, once he found out where the prophet was who was hearing, they sent horses and chariots and a strong force there to be able to capture him. And they that particular night, they surrounded the entire city. I mean, think about it. One man. God's so awesome. You have to understand, if people are looking at him as one man, but you don't realize there was a whole heavenly host around this man. It had nothing to do, because he's a man like everybody else is a man. I mean, read it in the book of James. He talks about it. You know, Elijah and everybody's a man in the context of that. And we trust God. And so here they're surrounding the whole town to get this one man, but they don't realize what they can't see. They're thinking they're surrounding a heavenly host. I mean, they think they're surrounding this man, but they got a heavenly host all around them fixing to be smacked. It's going to be a smackdown if God doesn't hold back and have mercy on these guys. And God realizes they're being sent there by a paranoid, schizophrenic king who's worried about his own thing and trying to hurt his people. And if you hurt Israel, you're going to be hurt.
No doubt.
So when his servant, they're also in the whole town surrounded right now. When the servant of this man of God, of Elisha, which is those that are working with the leadership, when he got up and went out early the next morning, an army of horses and chariots had surrounded the city. So he's looking in the natural sense. He's looking at the horizontal argument. He's looking at what the adversaries put together, this dark cloud on the horizon. And of course, he comes back and he says, "The tent's gone. The tent's gone." No, I'm sorry.
Flashback.
Give me a moment before I get there. Right. And he says, Oh no, my Lord. What shall we do? The servant asked. He's like, What's going on? My iPhone alarm hadn't woke me up yet. And he says, Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. And look at yourself right now. Look yourself in the mirror. Look at the people by you and say, don't be afraid. That's what I'm telling you right now. Don't be afraid. The prophet answers those that were following him, those he was leading. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. And this is the thing is, you can see them with your natural eye, but you can only see God's heavenly host with your spiritual eye and by faith. Only by faith will these things happen. By faith, they conquered the enemy. By faith, they led nations. By faith, they went through. It's faith. And God releases in your life the heavenly host to back you up in the context of his story, his narrative, which is greater than the narrative of children of darkness. And Elijah then prays, because obviously his those following him is going to need some help. Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see. He's talking about those that's actually coming with him, right? He's just walking with him. It's like, man, I thought you was with me here. I thought you was with me. Then the Lord opened his servant's eyes, Elijah's servant's eyes, and he looked and he saw a hill full of horses and chariots, a fire. I mean, fuego. You know what I'm saying? Fire all around Elisha. Think about it. Elisha had fire around him. They had angels around him. Like, imagine this. I mean, truly, I mean, you have folks that saying that they're walking with God, and they might be, and they might not. The only way to test that is to
touch one.
Touch one. Touch one.
I don't recommend it.
You know, I actually had somebody. Well, I don't want to say that. But, you know, Moses was surprised when he found out that when Miriam was talking about him, that all of a sudden her body started falling apart. I mean, he didn't know that was the strategic plan, what God was going to do. And he's going like, you're just like spitting on me. And I was like, what happened there? He's like, oh, dear God. She didn't know what he was doing, you know. And this is where the church is going to arise to its place, because this is who we're supposed to be. All of us are supposed to walk with God and hear him and abide with him. And he goes on, he says, and as the enemy came down towards him, Elijah prayed that the Lord, he prayed to God now, strike this army with blindness. strike this army with blindness. And so God responded, and guess what? He struck him with blindness.
Mm-hmm.
He struck him with blindness, just like Elijah asked. And you think about it. I mean, I sensed this, you know, because Ananias and Sapphira is in the New Testament, by the way, the New Covenant.
Mm-hmm.
And so is Eli. Eli's in the New Covenant. Remember, Eli's like, oh, you're going to have to be blind, son. You know, and he's like, remember him when he was coming up with Paul? And Paul's like, this is a prophet. This is a prophet. This is a prophet. This is his very first thing. He has Jay-Z attacking him through this man, some, mm-hmm. you know, warlock dude. And so he's like, be blind, you know, and all of a sudden he's blinded.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's what it's going to have to take. Sad to say, it's going to have to take the power of God and people that are willing to say in the fear of the Lord, not to hurt you, right. not to harm you, but in hopes that you'll be saved. Something's going to have to happen to you.
Yeah.
And all those around you who are following you will quit following your false darkness and start following the light. So Elijah told them, he says, then he talks to these blind people that are coming to attack him. Now they can't see anymore. This is not the road. This is not the city. Follow me and I'll show you. So he's basically leading these blind folks and he leads them all the way to the king of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets to the king of Israel and the king of Israel says, what should I do? Should I kill him or what should I do? And he says, well, you know, we got these guys right here. We're going to kill these guys? Let's just give them something to eat and send them back home. And all of a sudden, he asked God not to take the blinders off of them. They could see again. They went back home. And guess what? They never messed with Israel again. God knows what to do. It's time for us to understand there's more for us than against us. If you're on God's side, he knows the conversation your enemies are having even in their bedrooms. He don't need Snowden. He don't need Google. He don't need all that kind of stuff. He knows and he can tell you if you abide with him.
My goodness. Don't forget to visit our sponsors today. Go to VFNTV.com. We have their phone numbers, their websites, every way that you can contact them, visit them. If you are needing a security system, contact ADTS. You want to secure your home, your business. You need monitoring cameras. They have it all. Also in Mobile, Alabama.
Mobile.
Listen, you need your car taken care of? Go to Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop. No job is too big. No job is too small. I've seen those guys work out there. They can get it done. VFNTV.com. Visit all of our sponsors today and give them a big shout out. Thank you.
Well, we're coming to the end of the first hour. We had such a wonderful time. Don't forget to catch us in the extra hour beginning in just a moment. For those that are leaving us, you can catch us at VFNTV.com or catch the second half, the extra hour, on your mobile device, your iPhone, your Android, and all those wonderful places at VFNTV.com. You're listening to VFN Radio. For those that are sticking with us, we'll see you on the other side. You know, I want to encourage you, as you're listening to VFN Radio every day, you know, we're 24-7, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're live 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central, but we're 24-7, any time zone, all the way from Okinawa, Japan to San Diego, California. You know what I'm saying? You can come on to VFNTV.com or download our app and listen live. But we also have highlights. We actually have an entire two-hour broadcast broken up into certain segments that you can, something, you know, it just may be on your heart or on your, you wanted to hear that one thing. It's all you have time for. It's all you wanted to hear. And that's why we do that. And you can go right to that on the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com and click on the Torch. Or you can go to your app and just kind of thumb through the names of the highlights and listen to that one segment. But that's all for you. We want to deliver everything that we're called to deliver to you in any way that we can that helps you meet your need at that time. Sometimes you can't, you just don't have time to get it this way. You have to get it that way. And sometimes you don't have time to get it that way. You get it this way. So don't forget, you can go to VFNTV.com. You can go to VFNTV.com and it's there for you.